Hey, Boswell in class. This podcast is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be me not reading word for word, and there's going to be interviews in it, and it's just basically talking about the current status of the town. And I'm still not really sure what the whole podcast is about. Maybe tourism and how history affected it. But yeah. So the last podcast was about the history in general, kind of setting up a scene. And then now we're back in 2018 talking about South Haven now and talking to people who live here today. Oh, one thing I forgot to say is that the interviews are recordings of my recorded interviews because I couldn't figure out how to do it. So, yeah, sorry about the bad quality interviews. Okay, enjoy. Hey guys. The history of South Haven creates a foundation for the city's growth and prosperity. The Potawatomi, Ottawa, and Miami tribes that used to live here, they all contributed something very beneficial to the land, which was the name Nikonong, beautiful sunsets. Before Judgment Row settled and renamed the land, the tribes lived in ease and fulfillment. They were really happy, I bet, before Judgment Row came. But now the city lives with the consequences of Monroe settlement. This is Nikonong, and I'm Erica May. It's still true that the beaches are South Haven's greatest attraction. I mean, that's why all of the tourists come in the summertime, because of the beaches. They're awesome and beautiful. And between North and South Beach, there's a bunch of many beaches that are owned by the tourists. So it's like we have a long stretch of beach on Lake Michigan, and tourists come and they buy condos and houses for a million bajillion dollars on the beach. And because they own that, they own the beach that's in front of the condo. And that's kind of crappy because then everybody else that doesn't own the beach can't go on it, and it gets really crowded on the North and South beaches. So yeah. This is all an outcome of Miss H.M. Avery's friendly get-together in the 1900s. The story is that she brought some of her closest friends from Chicago to the small beach town, South Haven, and she brought them for like a summer vacation. She was like, "Hey guys, I miss you," and they're like, "On my way, girlfriend," and they came, and they loved it so much that they just kept coming back with their friends, and it just continued in a big cycle. And now we have the tourist season in South Haven, which is huge. It's the biggest part of the city.
I just think there's more greed and more money and more of that, so it takes away from the little small town feel, like the beach. I mean, come on. The people that live here can't even get there in the summertime to enjoy our beach.
Right.
Unless you own a condo right on a lake.
My mom creates a depiction of what South Haven is currently like during the summertime. And in the summertime, so many tourists come that all the stores in town are open and selling expensive clothes and little knickknacks for the tourists, and we make a lot of money. But then in the wintertime, everything shuts down because no one is there to buy anything, and there's no jobs available in the wintertime, and that creates a big dapper in the financial status of the town. And the rumor around the city is that South Haven is essentially broke, and My dad explains that really good.
As far as the city running out of money, whenever they get into a bind, they just raise taxes. They go way over budget on all of their projects. They go for low bid for all of their construction needs, for all their roads, for all their buildings.
No, this is good.
And then they run out of money, they just raise the taxes and make the people that live here pay for it. As you can see, you get one more line on your utility bill.
You know, my dad makes a good point about having more and more projects and the city running out of money because of them. Another line on the utility bills every month. That stuff is real life. That's real life South Haven. And this could all be happening because there's no money in the winter months when the tourists leave and the businesses shut down. We have such a high rise of income in summer months. And then in the winter, they leave and the businesses shut down. And we have a rapid decline in the money, in the city's money. So that makes it really hard for residents to live in South Haven because of tourists.
A lot of residents can't even afford to live here anymore. So we have a lot of tourists that own a lot of things in South Haven now.
Like houses and, or like houses shops too?
And, yeah, businesses. And, And they get upset because South Haven residents need full-time work and aren't interested in just little part-time jobs throughout the summer. Like, we have to supply ourselves with money through the winter, too.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, people that live in South Haven have to go out of town to work. There's not a lot of career opportunities in South Haven. It's more of a tourist town where people from Illinois own most of the homes.
So, we go from population of 22,000 in the summer months when the tourists are here down to 4,000 when the tourists leave, which is a big difference. That's 18,000 people coming from everywhere else and getting jam-packed into this little town. But, you know, South Haven makes it work for the summer months. You know, we have limited parking and limited condos and hotels and resorts, but we make it work. But the real stress is what comes after the tourists leave, like the financial stress and the job stress, and just preparing for the next summer. But something that happens often is cell phone reception stress. Such a weird topic, but it's something so small that occurs every year. South Haven does have all these people jam-packed into one city, which means that our cell phone reception goes in and out because there's so many people.
Around the summer months, I don't know if you realize it, but like your cell phone signal, your reception goes in and out, or you lose signal more frequently because there's so many people and there's not enough towers to accommodate all of them. Same with parking spots.
And that's another thing. The parking spots in South Haven are very, very limited. We have one street. Like I explained in the last podcast, there's one street, Phoenix Road, and that leads everybody from the highway down to the beach. And along that road, that's where the majority of the parking spots are. I mean, there's little parking areas, little parking lots that are for public parking, anyone can park there, but It gets packed by 8 a.m. every morning, and especially on the days where there's the farmer's market and the pavilion, or there's a festival going on, like our Blueberry Fest, that those days are so hard. You have to get to town by 6 a.m. just to even enjoy the beach, and tourists always get first dibs on that, and maybe it's because they wake up earlier because they are on vacation, but maybe it's because tourists are very favored in South Haven because they are the city's income, which is kind of sad to think about. You know, people that aren't full-time residents in the town are thought of as better because they bring more money, because they are wealthier. That's just not something that sits well with me. But all in all, I've lived in South Haven all of my life, and I enjoy it here for the most part. You know, I have my bad days where I complain about the parking spots or the beaches being too packed, or the financial situation, not having a job in the summer. That stuff can be stressful, but you know, there's pros and cons to every city in the whole country, and South Haven is just a little speck on the map. And this is our problem. It's tourism, and it's nothing that I think can't be resolved, but I think it's something that if we resolve it, it will take a lot of work, because we will have to find a way to stabilize our finances from our most popular time period of the year to our lowest population of the year. That's 18,000 people to stabilize, and that seems pretty drastic and very difficult to do, you know? But, yeah, there's a lot of good things about the city. My good experience in the city would be definitely just going to the beach after school when I'm feeling stressed out, being able to go to the beach, which is like right around the corner from my school, which is pretty crazy. You know, not a lot of people have that, they don't have that privilege to be at the beach every day so easily. They have to drive 30 minutes to 2 hours to even get to a beach. The beach is super calming too, so that's a plus. Nonetheless, South Haven is great. We have many attractions, such as the Calvin Trail, the fruit industry with the blueberries that are so good here, numerous museums. I recently found that out. And obviously the beaches, you know, that's our main attraction. That's what brings 18,000 people to South Haven each summer. It's the beaches. There's a lot to do in this little town, and there are a lot of people who really enjoy living here, as do I sometimes, most of the time. Many people think that South Haven is so great because...
Well, at the rate it's going now, it is steadily growing.
And it's growing because we're getting so many new businesses and restaurants for the summertime. There's new people every day in the city, all coming to enjoy all those new things that are coming that are making us grow.
I mean, I kind of have a romantic notion, even though I live here. I have a very sentimental and romantic notion about South Haven, and I think that comes from knowing the history.
Yeah, knowing the history makes South Haven so much cooler. And I think the biggest piece of history that's so unknown is Miss H.M. Avery's friendly get-together in the 1900s that made the tourist season today. Her friendly get-together of just her saying, like, hey, I miss my friends. I want them to come see this cool little town I live in. That turned into 18,000 people coming every summer to enjoy this town that I live in. That just seems really cool to me. And I don't think it's all so bad. I mean, yeah, the tourist season isn't always fun for the residents like me because of the parking and the finances and all that jazz. But it does create great memories. And there's people who live here who admire the history as much as the present, like Emily Stapp. There are so many little things about the city that stick in the minds of the visitors and residents.
Tourism is really what made South Haven still be here today.
Been here my whole life. It's quaint. The water is nice.
It's a quaint little town, great lake, beautiful water, beautiful beach, and it's fun to be a little tourist in the summertime.
Those were all like cut, real life emotions of South Haven, the real feelings. And although it's just a small portion of the 4,000 residents that live in South Haven, they kind of mean a lot to me and the podcast and the history. They all play a part in this. They all mean something. South Haven is a city based on its changing industry because of its history. You know, the logging and the fruit industry and now tourism. It's all changing because of the history changing. And that's something I'm proud of. This is Erica May, and I am proud of my Nico Nong.